This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, March 22nd, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we move through the alphabet with stories from A to, well, G. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the show by going in sequence.
First, a bill that would have directed a portion of state revenue from certain sales taxes to the Highway and Transportation Department failed to pass a House committee yesterday, though its sponsor says it could get another try in committee. Representative Jonathan Barnett, a Republican from Siloam Springs, sponsored the bill and says if he does bring it back up, it will have to compete with other bills cutting or reallocating state funding.
There's a lot of bills out there that impact the future revenue of this state, and I know a lot of people are concerned about, you know, the mix of those bills, and maybe depending on what happens with some of those bills, we'll see what happens to this bill.
Meanwhile, as state lawmakers consider incentives for a company to build a billion-dollar steel mill in East Arkansas, a potential competitor is ratcheting up its objections. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas has details.
Nucor's latest objections seem to be centered around the fact that they have concerns about the potential capacity for the type of steel that Big River Steel would be making. They feel like that those competitive pressures could reduce their productivity and profitability, which could lead to lower tax revenues in the state of Arkansas. And they've also almost made a threat that if this Big River Steel project moves forward, that they'll consider moving some of their employees to other states where there is less competition in order to ramp up operations there. I think this is going to be a big pressure point on legislators to weigh when they make their decision on this big super project.
Big River Steel wants the state to approve issuing $125 million in bonds to help the plant's construction.
Growing opposition to a large hog breeding operation newly permitted on Big Creek, a tributary of the Buffalo National River, organized as the Buffalo National River Alliance, says it has collected more than 6,000 petition signatures to block industrial farming on the Buffalo. And the protest is rousing interest in a state legislator, Warwick Sabin, a Democratic state representative from Little Rock.
I'm certainly going to work as hard as I can here in the state legislature to make sure that we protect the Buffalo National River, that we protect the Big Creek tributary, and that we protect all of our natural resources in Arkansas, because it's our job to protect them for future generations. And we have to make these decisions with that long-term vision in mind and not just short-term vision and the interests of a very small group of people.
The swine operation, C&H Hog Farms near Mount Judy in Newton County, is the first large confined feeding animal operation in Arkansas under new state agricultural regulations. The farm is permitted to house 6,500 hogs and pigs, producing several millions of gallons of liquid waste annually. The effluent will be spread on nearby farm fields as fertilizer. Opponents worry the waste will leach into Big Creek, which feeds into the Buffalo River. Members of the group are appearing before the regular meeting of the Arkansas Commission of Pollution Control and Ecology today in Little Rock.
Two bills to tighten regulations on body art procedures in the state are on their way to the House for a vote after passing the House Public Health and Welfare Committee yesterday. The bills, sponsored in the House by Representative Deborah Ferguson, a Democrat from West Memphis, set an age limit for body art and prohibit subdermal implants. Ferguson says she's not trying to limit free expression.
The goal is not to limit people's liberties or for them to have tattoos or piercings or anything they would like to have, but to bring some safety to the industry.
Both bills are now receiving support from members of the tattoo industry.
Crystal Ridge's Museum of American Art is adding new works to the collection. The museum announced yesterday it's acquired Andy Warhol's Hammer and Sickle and Donald Judd's Untitled 1989. The Warhol is a 6x7-foot work created by the iconic artist in 1977, and the Donald Judd work features 10 copper and red plexiglass box-like elements. Three other works, Max Weber's Burlesque No. 1 from 1909, Agnes Pelton's 1932 painting titled Sandstorm, and Marvin Dewart Cohn's 1936 oil-on-canvas Stone City, are also now part of the collection.